AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The Minnesota Vikings team plane skidded off a Wisconsin runway in snowy conditions Friday night and became stuck in the grass, leaving players waiting for hours to get off the plane. Abe Weber, the director of Appleton International Airport, with a plane touchdown, told KSTP it skidded off the runway too far from the terminal to be reached by a jetway.
This aircraft is approximately 200 yards away from our airport terminal. We do have boarding bridges to deplane aircraft this size. We do have aircraft that land here of this size, but this aircraft, as I said, is 200 feet away from our airport terminal.
The airport didn't have a staircase tall enough to reach the doorway of the stuck plane. Fire trucks arrived to retrieve passengers, but only two could leave the plane at a time. Actress Carrie Fisher had to be taken off a plane from Europe to Los Angeles Friday after AP Entertainment editor Oscar Wells Gabriel reports she suffered a major medical emergency in flight and is hospitalized in an intensive care unit in L.A.
The Star Wars actress had been traveling overseas promoting a book that she released this fall. That's the one in which she revealed she had an affair with married co-star Harrison Ford while filming the original Star Wars movie. She was headed back to Los Angeles when she suffered a heart attack. She received CPR as the plane made its way down and was treated by paramedics after the flight landed.
A routine request for ID papers outside a deserted station in Milan, Italy, at 3 a.m. Friday led to a police shootout that killed the Tunisian fugitive wanted in the deadly Christmas market attack in Berlin. A Together Berlin concert was held Friday night in the German capital to honor the 12 people who died. A visitor from England said the concert served two purposes.
Remembering people and celebrating Christmas, because it's still Christmas period, so we have to celebrate.
The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility. This is AP Radio News. In a major rebuke to Israel, the U.S. has allowed the U.N. Security Council to approve a U.N. resolution demanding a halt to Jewish settlements on Palestinian land. We get more on the story from AP's White House correspondent, Mark Smith.
Ambassador Samantha Power says the U.S. held back its veto because Israel defied warnings the settlements block a two-state peace deal and instead sped up construction.
It is now putting at risk the very viability of that two-state solution.
Palestinian envoy Riyad Mansour said it's about time.
Illegal settlements and the wall have severely fragmented our land.
But Israel's Danny Danon said, how dare the U.N. tell Israelis what to do in Jerusalem?
Would you ban the British from building in London? Would you ban the Americans from building in Washington?
And from Florida, Donald Trump tweeted, things will be different January 20th. Mark Smith, Washington.
I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.